Welcome, everybody, to the Pete Bean Pete podcast. And well, you probably guessed it. That's right. I am Pete. In this podcast, we'll be talking about what it's like to be a Pete and what it's like for me to deal with things like aggression, depression, anxiety, and what it takes for me to just basically survive a day. And it's not always easy, but I managed to do it. So sit back, relax, and listen to one human talking to a bunch of other humans about, well, what it's like to be human. So I'd like to welcome everybody to this episode of the Pete Bean Pete podcast. Now, on this episode, I've got two things I want to talk about. And I got both of these topics from listening to the latest Neil deGrasse Tyson podcast, where he discussed depression and had a neurobiologist on. And it got me thinking about some stuff. And the first thing I want to talk about, which they hit on the podcast, is basically faking your way through life. And what I mean by that is a lot of people that have depression, and especially I know for myself, I have learned to hide my depression from most people. That means that I can exist in the world and outwardly seem fine to an extent. But if you know me, you know that I'm not doing fine. And that's kind of the problem, I think, in society at the moment. And that problem is it's not okay to have mental health issues to a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people look down on you. They look at you as if you're some sort of pariah because you have mental health issues. But in reality, how many of us really do have mental health issues? I'm sure it's more than don't in some way, shape, or form. And so, you know, I've kind of learned over the years to hide my issues, whether that's hiding my panic attacks by leaving or going to the bathroom or excusing myself from a situation and then basically just never coming back. I've had those times. I've had those times where I've used going to the bathroom as a reason to basically leave and then kind of, you know, vanish from a party or a gathering or something. Or, you know, whether it's going to a concert and hiding in the back or standing by the merch table or somewhere away from everybody else where I'm there, but I'm not present, if that makes any sense. So here's the thing. A lot of people that know that I have depression always kind of think to themselves or have said to me, oh, well, you're doing good. It's okay. Well, am I really doing good? I might seem like I'm doing good, but I'm probably not. And the truth is, most people don't know when I'm doing bad because I've learned to hide it. And when I'm doing bad, I don't put myself around other people. I kind of tend to hide myself away. You know, if there's stuff I have to do, I will, but I'll get it done as quickly as I can and then kind of, you know, go away. A perfect example is going shopping. Okay. If I'm battling through a depression at the time, a low point in my depression, a lot of times I will just basically zoom in and out of a grocery store as fast as possible. And what I do is I always go to the same grocery store, which makes shopping easier for me because I know exactly where everything is. Now, this is going to sound silly, but if I go into a new grocery store, a lot of times I start getting anxiety because I don't know where stuff is. You know, I like going to the same grocery store and knowing exactly where everything is. I like knowing where my spices and herbs are. I like knowing where my meat is. I like knowing where my cheese is. I like knowing where my, you know, cleaning products are. I just like knowing where everything in the store is so that I can get my stuff as quickly as possible and then get out of the store as quickly as possible. And when I don't know where stuff is, that just becomes this, how to explain it? It becomes this anxiety-ridden journey through a grocery store. And a lot of times that's where my aggression tends to come out, because then, you know, I'm walking down an aisle in the grocery store and maybe there are two people with their shopping carts and maybe they're exactly in the middle, or they've now blocked the aisle so that I can't get through. And then the aggression starts to build and build and build. And look, I'm not talking bad about anybody, and I don't want to categorize or generalize. However, I will say that there is a huge difference between shopping at a grocery store in Germany opposed to shopping at a grocery store in America. It's a cultural difference. You know, one of the biggest things that drive me up the wall that will automatically send me into a downward spiral is at the cash register checking out. And, you know, I put everything on the conveyor belt and I'm waiting my turn, you know, for all my stuff to go down for the cashier to check it out. And then the person behind me basically is now either standing up on my ass or they're shoving their cart into my ass, because for them, that means they're going to get through that much faster. You know, it doesn't matter that the whole conveyor belt is taken up by my stuff. For them, they're going to get through all that stuff faster if they just kind of ram their cart into my ass or get standing up right on my ass thinking that that's going to make anything in front of them or in front of me go faster. And it's just not. And all it's going to do is make me go absolutely fucking batshit crazy in my head and want to turn around and start screaming and punching people. And I have indeed said something to people in the grocery store when they're standing too close to me. And that was the one thing I absolutely loved about the Corona time, was that everybody stood away from each other. There was that social distancing. You know, everybody had that meter or meter and a half distance around them. It was your space. You know what I mean? And a lot of times in Germany, you don't get that space. So during COVID time, it was wonderful for me because everybody gave you that space. Everyone gave you that space to just, you know, have your room. But the topic that I was on was faking my way through things. See, I came back to it. I remembered where I was, even though I'm a little bit scatterbrained today. But it's kind of faking my way through life. You know, and I've done it at work. And work seems to be the one place where it's the hardest because I have to get things done. And when my depression is bad, or I'm battling through anxiety or panic attacks, getting anything done seems to be impossible. So sometimes the guys that work with me know when my depression is at its worst, at a low point, because they see that things aren't getting done as fast as they normally should. And a lot of times I'm lucky enough that my guys will kind of step up around me and, you know, make sure that the stuff gets done that needs to get done, because they know I take care of them when the shoe's on the other foot. But one thing that I know for a fact is, and all my guys at work know this too, if I'm being way too happy, it is a sure sign that I'm not doing good. What I mean by that is, I hide a lot of times my depression by being extremely over the top outgoing, which doesn't make a lot of sense, but in another way it does, because, you know, I can kind of play off things. You know, I can be the loud, boisterous, happy guy that's making jokes and everything, kind of to deflect people looking at me in a serious way. You know, that way when people do look at me, they're kind of like, oh, look, it's Pete. He's just being Pete. You know, he's just being loud. He's just being boisterous. He's just being funny. He's, you know, that's just Pete. Well, the problem is, honestly, that's not Pete. That Pete that you're seeing at that time is someone I've created to help me get through the day. Someone that's helped me get through life and the world and society and situations, because generally that's not me. Generally, I'm not outgoing and boisterous and all that stuff. And the more you see that from me, the more you should understand that that means I'm not doing very good. And, you know, there's another thing, and this will kind of segue into the other thing I want to talk about. Antidepressants, pills, smoking marijuana, CBD, any of the treatments, Yeah. I have been on antidepressants, which if you listen to the podcast, you know I absolutely hated. And I have had people tell me, oh, you don't need those, man. You'll be good. Don't worry about it. You'll be good. Well, to be honest, I didn't need the antidepressants because the antidepressants were the absolute worst thing in the world for me. However, I did need something. And I do need something. There's no question about that. I'm not one of those people that can get by without something. But what I find to be amusing is that when people meet you and find out that, you know, you've got your mental health issues and you're taking some sort of drugs or anything, the first thing people generally think is, do they don't need that. They're good. Look at him. He's doing great, man. He doesn't need that stuff. Well, maybe if that person or myself isn't taking drugs or antidepressants, maybe they're not doing great. Now, let's segue into this. And this isn't going to be a super long episode. If you've been listening to the podcast, you know that I got my gummy bears in Holland. And I did two of them, and that was way too much for me. You know, it said 2 for beginner, 3 for intermediate, 4 for expert. I hate to see the beginner that can do 2 of those in function because it wasn't me. However, I've started doing 1 gummy bear, and I feel really good. I'm sleeping better after doing the gummy bears. I'm finding myself more relaxed. And the nice thing is when I'm taking 1 gummy bear, I don't feel high. I feel relaxed. You know, the 2 gummy bears were too much for me at the moment. And obviously over time, you know, your body builds up a tolerance to all this stuff. And, you know, 1 gummy bear will probably turn into 1.5 gummy bears to get the same effect, and eventually 2 gummy bears and so on and so on and so on. However, I'm not doing them every day. Yeah, I can't because of my job. It would be impossible for me to exist in my job by doing gummy bears at work. That would be very bad, very bad indeed. So I do them on weekends. And I might even start doing them after work at night. But I'm only doing them on days when I'm really not feeling good. And that's what I'm kind of enjoying. Is, look, I can live with my depression and my anxiety and my panic attacks and all that. I've done it for years and years and years. But what I've always really kind of wanted was something to help me through the very low points. You know, I can get through the middle points and the points when I'm feeling good are just awesome. I don't need something. And I can get through the middle points. But my thing is I need something to get me out of those really deep lows. And when I'm in those deep lows, it tends to be a longer time period where I sit in those lows. And I think that if I'm taking gummy bears, edibles, while in that deep low point, it will help me bring me up to at least a medium, if not a feeling good again. And that's kind of my goal. You know, my goal isn't to walk around feeling amazing every day because I don't think that's realistic. You know, I don't think that you need to walk around and be super outgoing and happy every day. That doesn't mean you should walk around being depressed every day. That's not at all what I'm saying. What I'm saying is if I can do the edibles to the point that I can level myself out at a constant, then I'm happy. You know what I mean? That makes me happy because right now I will tell you, I'm sleeping great when I take a gummy bear. I feel great. Taking 2 of them was definitely too much for me. And you know, that's the thing. It's always, and I would like to say this too. Just because edibles are working for me doesn't mean they'll work for you the same. Also the same thing with my antidepressants. Yeah, I know that I sometimes say that antidepressants didn't help me and they didn't make me feel good, and they didn't. And I tried 4 different kinds, and I know I've heard doctors and other people say that, you know, sometimes you have to try 8 or 10 before you find that one thing that works for you. Cool. However, for me personally, I didn't like the feeling. And I never, ever, ever want to have that feeling I had the last time when I wanted to rip off all my skin and flesh. That was the worst feeling in the world. I would do anything never to have that feeling again. And that's why for me, the antidepressants are just nothing I want. Yeah. So, but that also doesn't mean that you shouldn't want them. You know, everybody deals with those things differently, and it just didn't help me. I know they help a lot of people, and that makes me happy. You know, I just know for me personally, the four I took were nothing that I would ever want to do again. So that's why I've gone down this road of edibles and learning and teaching myself and reading books and getting to understand how this all works and the inner working of all of this stuff. And especially the inner working of the panic attacks and how that works and helps you understand what is happening. And by understanding what was happening, I was able to lessen the effects of my panic attacks to the point now where generally, and I won't say always, but let's say 9 times out of 10, when I start having a panic attack, I can lessen the effects very quickly by understanding what's happening to me and understanding what I'm doing. Not getting off the subject, gummy bears. So for me, I found something that's working for me. I found the dosage, which is a single gummy bear. I know that, you know, it will take me on a nice 4 to 5 hour ride, you know, but not to the point that I can't function, can't do things. And, you know, not sitting there being that typical, I guess, the way most people think of it, stone person that just sits there drooling at themselves, watching the TV. I can completely function. I can do podcasts. I can do editing. I can do other stuff. Yesterday I did one and I was able to do my editing on my other podcast and everything was fine. And I felt great. I did get some munchies. I won't lie about that. I probably ate a little bit more food than I should have yesterday. However, if that's the only downside to it, then fuck it. Because I'll tell you, the upside for me at the moment with the edibles is just great. And oh, by the way, Germany did just legalize the recreational use of marijuana, which I think takes effect in July, which I'm sure is going to make a lot of things a lot easier in Germany. And especially, hopefully, that'll mean the loosening up the restrictions on therapies when it comes to therapeutical use of THC and that stuff. Because at the moment, trying to get any of that stuff done in Germany is, oh my God, it'll rack your brain and it'll frustrate you. You know, you would never think that something that would help, that has helped so many people in other parts of the world, would be looked down upon in a country like Germany. You know, I used to think Germany was very forward thinking when it came to that stuff, but in reality, when it came to the medical use of marijuana, it just didn't exist. So that's another bright point for me, is that, you know, very soon it won't be so hard. I shouldn't have to be taking trips to Holland to buy gummy bears. I should be able to do it right here in good old Germany. So yeah, that's it. I mean, that was really my two things I want to talk about, is, you know, hiding your depression from friends. Do you do that? Can you do that? Are you able to hide your depression or your panic attacks or your anxiety or whatever your mental health issues are? Are you able to hide those from your friends? Can you exist in the world by hiding them? I mean, I know I can. And I mean, I've done it time and time again. And like I said, the funny thing is a lot of times the Pete that people think about isn't even the real me. Because a lot of people don't know the real me, because I spent so many years hiding my depression and anxiety and panic attacks that a lot of times, sometimes I didn't even know who the real me was. And it's kind of sad. And I know that it's very, very sad. And the other thing that kind of, it frustrates me, is I know there are some people that are unhappy that I'm doing edibles. There are some people that look at an edible as being a drug. And yes, by the way, it is a drug. I understand that. However, I'm not taking it for that use. You know, people around me have to understand that, you know, I'm not taking these gummy bears because I want to get high. I'm taking the gummy bears because I want them to lessen the symptoms that I have from my depression and panic attacks. By eating that edible, it makes my life easier. Yeah. So it's not like I'm doing it to get high. I'm doing it to lessen the effects of the mental health issues that I have, that I live with. So there we go. That's Pete talking to you this week about Pete being Pete. And look, if there's anything you want to talk about, I've got some very cool guests lined up coming up in the future. We're going to have a lot more guests coming on. I think it's about time to hear from some other people. You know, you guys have heard from me a lot. So maybe it's time to hear from some other people. So I'm going to bring some other people, definitely going to have George back on. And I've got some other people that have said they want to come on the podcast. And that makes me happy because I think the more we get people discussing mental health and the more people that are in the public eye discuss mental health, the more the stigmatism and the stigma of what mental health is hopefully going to go away. And hopefully by getting more people to talk about it, then it'll make life easier for everybody. So as always, I say this, if you have anything you want to ask me, if you want to come on the podcast, you want to do anything, want to communicate with me, two ways of doing it. You can go on Instagram, and my Instagram account is the Pete Bean Pete Podcast at Instagram, I guess. Or you can also go and send us an email. Send me an email at the Pete Bean Pete Podcast at gmail.com. That's all one word. Pete Bean Pete Podcast at gmail.com. So send me an email. Let me know what you're thinking. What's going on? You know, are you having problems? Have you got through things? Are there different things that you do that maybe I'm not doing? You know, I'm open to try anything. I really am. And, you know, I'm hoping that other people are too, because by being open to trying different things and different therapies and different solutions, you're making your life better. You're increasing the chances of finding that one thing that's going to help you. So anyway, as always, look, it's okay to not be okay. It's okay to do edibles because they make you feel good and they lessen your anxiety. It's okay to have mental health issues. Just never give up. And always know that there's someone out there that loves you, cares for you, and enjoys you being in their life. So on that note, have a great day, great night, great morning, great whenever you're listening to this podcast. And I'm gone.